All right, I'm going to give myself another project on Instagram. I'm going to have
none of this is going to happen, by the way.
No. I said it, so it's engraved. Pinky promise me, Emilio. All right, there you go.
Tiny pinky.
What?
Wow, what do you do with those things?
Smell it, and you tell me. No, just kidding. No, anyways, so project.
Hello, and welcome to Digital Logic PC Gaming Podcast with Ender's Logic, Flopsy, and your host, Robert Digital. Now turn your game volume down, your earbuds up, and fucking enjoy.
What's up, everybody? Welcome back to another episode of the DL Gaming Podcast. I am here with Chi.
Hey, hey.
Emilio.
Hey.
And Chad.
Hey, what was your nickname that you were going to seriously change from Ender's Logic?
From Ender's Logic, I'm thinking of going to Mexican Heat.
Mexican Heat.
Yeah,
Mexican
I like
Heat,
it.
That's the right.
And by the way, everybody, you should be very happy that Bobby just gave you more energy in that brief intro. Since for then more than the whole hour we've been here.
Than his girlfriend's ever seen.
Yeah and it's because I complimented his socks.
Well, complimented, insulted, you know, there's...
Tomato, tomato.
She says, Bobby, are your socks supposed to be white?
No, I said, Bobby, why aren't your socks white?
Yeah.
I mean, blatant... they look white to me. I don't know.
Because guys only get 8 primary colors. That's all we see. It's white, gray, black... There's no cream eggshell.
That is not white. That would be like a very dirty cream ivory.
It looks like rubbery cement before it hardens.
Yeah. Exactly.
I don't know. I was unaware that my socks were not white.
I think his socks are darker than the tone of his skin.
See,
they were once originally white.
He's wearing shorts.
Very tan socks.
We're never going to see him in shorts again because you're making fun of his socks.
No shit, guys. Like a month ago, I just said, fuck it. They were so cheap at Costco, I went all new socks. I threw away all my socks.
I've done that before.
That's what I need
all
to
new
do.
Socks. And for 2 weeks, every day is a blessing. It's just like,
You know what I need to do?
Socks.
You know what I need to do to upgrade my wardrobe? I need to go back on Tinder and only say first date shopping.
Can you do that? Why would...
No, I don't do online dating, and I definitely wouldn't abuse a man.
Who would say yes?
I'm calling bullshit on both those last things.
Who would say yes to a shopping date? That's just like,
I mean,
a baller.
Yeah, seriously, what?
There's plenty of lonely ballers out there.
That's true.
Yeah, hey, you guys want to talk about some games?
Well,
no, let's just keep going on the sock thing.
We could go back to talking about jokes again. See where that takes us. All right, what do we got, Bobby?
Oh, a few announcements. We now have an Instagram, like literally created 15 minutes ago.
Woo-hoo!
So what is our Instagram?
Yeah, we have a brand new Instagram, guys, and I'm very excited about this. I actually started it. It's a great way for you to get a sneak peek into us every week. And I honestly think our first post should be Bobby's socks.
Yeah.
Our Instagram, please follow us. If you have Instagram, it's going to be at... DL Gaming Podcast. So just look up DL Gaming Podcast, no spaces. You will find our Instagram and you will get to see the glorious, not so white socks.
Yep. And as we're.
And no while filter.
While you're on there, you can play along on the new Jens DL Gaming Bingo card.
Woohoo!
Jens is one of our longtime listeners, and you might know him from his highlight videos on
Rocket League.
Yeah. And he just came out with the third one, by the way. So you can find that. I believe he put it on our front page. But
I think it's on the front page yet, but
will be. We'll put it on the front page. Yeah, and I also tweeted it out as well. So
I'll put it on our Instagram.
It's
thumbs up.
Right when you think he can't make a better video, he did this thing called air dribbling where he goes from one side of the court to the other side, touching the ball, like he's attached to the ball, but he's just barely tapping it enough, and he's riding it all the way in till he gets to the point, and he just slaps it in, dude.
Really?
Bingo!
It was crazy.
That's
so anyway,
like the appropriate thing to scream out
exactly
after you accomplish something
so
like that.
So right now already, on this bingo card that Jen's put together. It's things that normally happen on the podcast. And yeah, I guess you probably put down a bingo chip and take a shot every time one of these that happen.
Why does this sound so sexual? And no one, it's because you're talking and nobody's making sexual innuendos.
Yeah, there's plenty here. They're coming.
They're coming. Literally.
Self-deprecating Mexican humor. I already called myself Mexican heat.
Yeah, that's so true. He sweats Tapatio, guys.
I'm pretty sure you'd get bingo in the first half hour if you tried.
Yeah, probably.
Episode.
Anyway, check it out. I tweeted it out, and I'll tweet it out again. It's just so good. Some of the other things that are on there are Binding of Isaac. Just a side note, dick joke. Bobby doesn't go to the bathroom.
That's my favorite one.
It's kind of like titties. Like titties is guaranteed, so you can start.
That's why it's in the free spot.
Yeah. Emilio goes to the bathroom. I mean, you have a whole stack.
Chad
of
is unable to articulate why he doesn't like something. Like he's a stroke victim. That's pretty much every
all
week.
The time.
Yeah.
Although I feel like the G2A shilling, we've been getting better on that one. Not too much of that lately.
That is true.
That's because we haven't made a dime in like 4 months.
Yep, yeah. That's true. That's also true.
No listener questions this week because 90% of Steam Group consists of Russians are only after Bobby's bundle trash.
That is true.
Yep.
Brilliant.
All right.
Good time.
Well, thank you, Jens. That's popular. That's hot. As I sound like a stroke
victim.
Did you just
say that's hot?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know.
That's fire. What are the
that's
kids saying?
That's so hot.
That's lit.
That's fire. That's Tapatio sweat.
It's on Fleek.
Fleek's out. Fleek's been out for a long time.
Yeah,
you sound like
out.
My mother.
Did you say you heard about that, Bobby? About Fleek going out?
Yeah, I got the memo on that one. But the whole thing with the lit, like, I don't know if that one's like cool or if that's kind of like ironically cool. I don't know. I'm very confused.
I thought lit was a big word before Fleek.
So. Lit is when you're drunk?
No. Yeah.
I think it's just when you're fucked up.
Lit?
Whose eyebrows are... Wait.
It's like hot or it's on fire.
We should stop right now. No. Before we close the topic on Fleek, whose eyebrows are most on Fleek here? I would say Bobby.
Bobby might be.
If not me.
Only a girl. We're talking video games.
Mine are so
the eyebrows are okay,
groomed.
But the socks.
The eyebrows are on Fleek. The socks.
It just
Bobby
gets worse
socks
the further
on
down
Fleek.
You go.
Yeah. All right, let's actually talk games, shall we?
Video games. All right, games that are coming out this week. The big one, Deus Ex, Mankind Divided.
I was going to say,
is there a human in there? Or is there? I forgot the title for a second.
What's funny is I actually wrote that down off the top of my head, so I'm not even 100% sure.
That's horrible.
I think that's
no,
it.
No, it is. I looked it up.
Okay.
Yeah. PC Gamer put out their review of it already. I think they got an early copy. They gave it an 88, which is pretty fucking solid.
Wow, that's pretty good.
Yeah.
So
may I make one comment on I remember loading up Steam. It was one of those like pop-up store pages. I looked at it, and the cover of Mankind Divided looks like every other release of Deus Ex. So I didn't even know if they were advertising a previous version or this brand new game. It's only until I read the words that I realized, oh, hey, it's a new game.
It looks a lot like Human Revolution. And honestly, they just need to do, if they just did like more Human Revolution, I think that would sell and that would be good because that was such a good game.
Well, we talk about how this one you can actually do stealth in versus...
There's supposed to be more combat in this, if you want to go the combat route.
Oh, that's right. You don't have to go stealth.
I would probably like a little bit better than Humankind, supposedly.
Human Revolution.
Human Revolution, sorry.
Yeah, this game's going for $60, unlocks on August 23rd. I mean, I don't think I'm going to buy it right off the bat, but at some point I'm definitely going to get and play this game. Big fan of the Deus Ex... series, played the original one, loved that. What about you guys?
I'll play it off your account.
I like Deus Ex.
Hold on,
because
I think that's a bingo.
Okay, yeah. I have some quirky things about Deus Ex. First and foremost, Deus Ex for me reminds me of, ironically, NX. The main character in Deus Ex looks exactly like my long-term ex-boyfriend. Mm. So whenever I see that game...
Wait, who did?
The main character, I forgot what his name is.
Damn, he was that good looking?
Yeah, he was really good looking.
Wow.
Is the main character Adam Jensen?
And he was a cyborg?
Is that the name?
I would have stayed with that.
I'm not sure, but very handsome, dark features, tall, dark, and handsome, beard.
Dumb as a brick.
I was going to ask you, G, so if I look at this character, mm-hmm. I definitely say, like, too cool for school. He's kind of like Reaper, right? Like, this guy's way too cool. His shades are built into his head.
He does,
But is he still attractive? Is he, like...
Absolutely. Not only that, another big thing about Deus Ex is the fashion. Half of, like, when I was playing... I actually did play Human Revolution for a little bit, and I noticed... A lot of the, like, I noticed myself staring at everyone's clothes longer than usual than any other game. I was very impressed by the detail to, I guess, fashion that they have in this game. Very, you know, tagged.
That's a tough world to build because it takes place in the not too distant future. I think like 20 years into the future, not that far off, maybe a little bit more. But you know what's interesting? The main, or the guy who voiced the main character in Deus Ex, Human Revolution, he also did a voiceover. I'm not sure who it is. I can't remember his name off the top of my head. I'd recognize it if I heard it. But he actually did a voiceover for a Yellow Pages ad in Canada or something. But somebody made a post about it. It's on YouTube. You can look up like Yellow Pages, Human Revolution, or Deus Ex. And it's totally the guy. Like if you played the game too, like I have, you're just like, holy shit, Adam Jensen is selling phone books. It's so weird.
So out of character for him, right?
Yeah.
Looking at the trailer, I have a question. I saw something where time seemed to slow down a little bit, almost like in Singularity. Is that a new thing with Deus Ex, or is that just the trailer being fancy and slow?
No, he probably has a mod to like go into.
Yeah, didn't he have a mod last game? Where
yeah, there's probably some bullet time effect. I can't remember. I mean, I went like full stealth build on one.
So Bobby says yes to this game. I would like to say yes, but honestly, I didn't really get into Human Revolution, so I'm going to probably say no on this right now. I'll probably get it if it's on sale, but not $60 worth.
I would need a written guarantee from somebody that I could go fucking face smash everybody in it and go loud, as Bobby says.
I'm kind of on Emilio's wave here in terms of I'll play it off of your account and just to see if it's at, less stealth compared to its predecessor. Thank you.
Bobby, are you doing a first day on this? Are you going to talk to about it next week?
I don't know if that's going to happen.
$60, right?
Yeah, $60 right out the gate. And this is a game that I know will be a lot cheaper, like fairly quickly. It'll be at least half price in a year.
Cool. What's next?
Next up is American Truck Simulator. So from the Truck Simulator franchise, we finally have it in America. The other ones were set in Europe, right?
Yeah, a Euro and Euro 2, I believe. Yeah.
You know what this game needs? It needs to be like GTA where you can pick up prostitutes because that's like the most accurate of all simulations.
I was going
to
say a John Denver cassette tape, but okay, we're going two different directions here.
This says released in February 2nd, but the lists I looked up all said this was coming out now, so maybe this isn't coming out now. Maybe this is...
It looks like it's readily available right now.
Yeah, so maybe this is available. Maybe I was looking at an incorrect list. I check out like 3 or 4 different lists on the games coming out, so maybe this was just something else.
Yeah, it says February.
Okay, go to the next one then.
Wait, I'm not doing
this. Wait. Yeah.
It's not a new release, so we're done.
Well, no, we're not, because I wanted to bring up Truck Stop Prostitutes. And how?
Yeah.
Is that the name of this
Chad,
episode?
You know this is your fault because you started the thing with the dirtiest of dirty jokes, supposedly. So we're just going to ride off of that.
I've always believed that they were the lowest rung of all prostitutes, right? But I just recently find that there's a even lower rung of prostitutes.
No way.
Yeah, my friend went to a campsite that was off the freeway, and him and his girlfriend, like... bedded up for the night, and he's like, oh, this is nice, you know, it's a little bit off the freeway, you can't really hear it, we'll just chill here, this is a good spot, this is nice, the ocean's right there. And then they saw girls going from tent to tent, and he's like, oh my god, there's campsite prostitutes.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. How did he decide they were prostitutes?
Because the same girls were going from tent to tent, and the tents weren't
there's
affiliated.
This notorious miniskirt that they like to wear. And if you just see a ripped jean miniskirt,
you'll know about,
with
you'll know the signs,
a halter and or tube top of some neon variety, That's a fucking prostitute.
You're ruining you're ruining my.
Just kidding. That's what I wore.
I just thought I'd bring up that I know that now that there's a 10th layer of hell, 10th ring of hell.
Amelia, didn't you say that there's layers of prostitutes when it comes to Dubai? Or was it Dubai? Or?
Oh, yeah.
What do you know about Dubai prostitutes?
Wait, sorry.
Let's get back to gaming.
Yeah. Okay, that was our prostitute hour.
I can tell you're going to have some trouble staying on track this episode.
Alcohol has returned.
We didn't even say that
at the beginning. Yeah. Alcohol has returned to the podcast. Right.
Yeah, that's true.
So, Duelist, how can we relate this to this, or relate something related to this?
So this is on Steam out of Early Access. This is the actual launch of the game.
We talked about this quite a bit in past episodes.
Yep. I really enjoyed this game.
We liked it.
84% PC Gamer.
Can you go on Steam and see if it's free to play on Steam?
I believe it is. It says play free right here. So
I know some of them have like demos and stuff you can play free, but then they want
I'm pretty sure it's free to play.
Yeah, I think it was free, but you could buy packs, right? Or some sort of buy-in.
Yeah, that's how they make their money.
So we liked this game. We would play it, except there's 8 million other things to do. It's a combination of a card game slash board game, sort of, a chessboard. We liked it, so if something, the art's really cool, the music's got a nice little funky feel to it, you can play against your friends and all. So
some of the best 8-bit art.
Yeah.
I usually reference this game when I talk about very well done 8-bit art.
Yeah, so there's a lot of things to like on this game. There's just so many things out that we haven't had a chance to get back into it.
There's a bunch of shit now, Chad. So when we were playing, there was like 8 generals.
Yep.
Now every faction has 3 generals.
Oh, wow.
And there was like 8 factions.
Yeah, so, there was 1 general each faction when we started. Now there's 3.
So, yeah.
Hands down, gorgeous artwork.
Yeah, the 8-bit art is really cool.
So if the appeal to the card game is as appealing as the art, I definitely would like to check it out. Just the videos and photoshots, screenshots.
Yeah, it's really cool.
Are appealing enough.
Yeah, so this would be a yes for me. I'm not sure if I'm actually going to get back into it, but I liked it.
Very cool. All right, Duelist. What else we got? One more, Abduction.
This is Abduction with OB, and this was from the creators of Myst and Riven. Mm-hmm. It was like an interesting kind of...
Oh, right.
If you want to click on it, Bobby up there.
Is this out?
This comes out the 24th.
Hard sell, man. Hard sell. Is it VR?
No.
Oh, man. That is so true. Very good point to make. I feel like point-and-click adventures at this point should...
I'm not sure if it's a point-and-click. Is it a point-and-click?
I believe.
From Myst and Riven, it should be.
So puzzle exploration.
Yeah. I don't think it's fixed. I don't think it's fixed camera like it is in Myst. I think you can walk around and stuff. But I think it's... I think the videos show you, like... The camera moving and stuff, so...
I can't wait for the day that all of these games are converted into VR, and VR is as common as a controller in households.
My dream has always been, like... I've always had the dream, like, if I had a holodeck, I would love to just be, like... I would transport myself to old games, like... Make Skyrim.
Really? That's what you would do if you had a holodeck?
Yeah.
Well, after the first 4 hours.
After I came all over the walls, obviously.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
Just so we're keeping record here, I think we've checked off 2 bingos. 1, ungrounded speculation about the future of gaming technology, VR, humanity.
The Mexican humor, for sure. Yeah.
And we'll get Amelia / Chad make up facts on the spot because they have no idea what they're talking about.
Yeah,
exactly. You know what I'm thinking? What about, I know this is awful, but since we're on the topic of VR, and I feel like this podcast is meant to be the dirtiest podcast ever, do you think couples would put on VR where you could kind of detect other people's bodies through VR, and then you're just fucking like Brad Pitt instead of your boyfriend?
Like, and pretty much the scene from Demolition Man. You guys seen that movie?
Yeah, the three seashells?
Yeah, exactly.
That's a yes. Well, my girl lives in cities away, so...
Are you going to share this, Jeff?
We could be... What do you mean?
Your VR experience kind of like...
It could be the new phone
set. I'm not sharing that.
Oh, okay.
What I'm saying.
But I'm saying if VR headset was a thing...
You would totally do it.
Yeah, I would totally do it because... But nothing replaces the real thing, let's be honest.
Yeah. For me, it would be like, I'm tired of fucking you. I want to fuck a dolphin tonight.
Yeah.
just kidding.
Got
well,
it.
Don't
if
tell
I had
them
a dollar
like
for every time I thought of
the
world,
that. I'm pretty sure that's what.
If you've never seen Black Mirror, it's a great
Speaking
BBC
of fucking
show.
Dolphins.
It's a BBC show that covers. It's the kind of like a dystopian future where technology gets in the way of humans and stuff. But anyway, there's this scene where everybody has a video recorder and playback in their eyes, and this couple are making love, and they both have their thing switched on, and they weren't seeing other people. They were seeing each other when they had a really good session. But this session's like super boring. They're just kind of like, does that make any sense?
Yeah.
So they're not cheating on each other because they're just looking at a previous thing. It was a great episode. Watch Black Mirror. Have you seen it, Bobby?
No, have not.
Super good.
Emil talks about that all the time, and I just have no interest
it's
in watching
it. So good.
It's one of those shows that every episode's different, right?
Yeah.
It's like Twilight Zone style.
Twilight Zone, but it all has to do with near future tech.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've heard a lot about it. Heard it was good.
All so, right, so wait, on the end of Abduction, is that a yes or no for anybody?
Fuck no.
Okay. We don't even know the price yet or anything like that. So as of right now, it's a no. But it does look pretty.
Was the game that you just played, Chad, that was kind of like pastels? And it was, you know.
No Man's Sky?
No. But it's a puzzle game.
That should be on the bingo. Emilio calls Chad Bobby or calls Bobby Chad.
Did you call Chad Bobby just now?
He calls him Chad. Or Bobby?
We're both white people, and we're the only two white people that he interacts with.
You know who does that all the time to me is my own mother. Always calls me my brother's name. Like, I'm not even kidding. Every single time.
Do you guys look like each other?
No, we're like 10 years apart.
It's very common in my family, too.
Yeah.
Like, literally, my mother or grandmother will cycle through four names before they actually land on the one. And
yeah, they just throw it out
And looking directly at you, too. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Was it puzzle game?
You walk around the island, yeah, and do puzzles.
Oh,
with the little
yeah, with the braid dude.
The braid dude,
yeah,
the
Jonathan Blow.
Yeah,
Watcher.
The witness.
Witness.
Yeah. I saw that, and that was supposed to be like maybe the best version of what this is, and I had no interest in that.
Yeah.
So this is even that. Although the graphics are beautiful,
they are.
Mm-hmm. It's hard to tell from a screenshot, though. They can be very deceiving. Anyway, let's talk about highlights and lowlights. So what's been going on this week?
Well, so I guess this is kind of the big story this week. We talked about it last week, but No Man's Sky, Emilio did it last week, didn't like it, returned it after 2 hours.
But I got to say that I was trying to get under the two-hour wire. Maybe I didn't give it its just due. And I don't think it's to the point where they should be selling it. It shouldn't have been on the PC, in my opinion.
So... I was very intrigued about the game, more intrigued after watching Emilio play for a little bit and hearing him talk about it. This just seems like my perfect game. So I had the opportunity to have... I had a free copy on the console, so I started playing it up. And I played like 6-7 hours.
Called me from work on a week that he says that he's, quotation marks, swamped.
I was swamped at work.
Yeah.
And but he called me I get and a lunch
said,
break.
Can you activate this game so that I can play it at my work?
Yeah. I needed to get the save put over so I can continue to play. Like I said, I played about 6 hours on the console, and I was like, you know what? I'm going to kick myself if I do 40 hours on the console and don't get it on the PC. And so I was going back and forth. Should I spend the 60? Should I not? Should I spend it? I said, fuck it. You know what? I'm spending the 60 on this. So I bought No Man's Sky on the PC, started my game over again, because obviously you can't share saves across the PC and PS4. But I learned all these things in the old save that I got to bring into the new version. Anyways, I'm having a great time on No Man's Sky. This game is like designed for me. It lets you explore, but it still gives you direction.
How many times have you died in this game, Chad?
In my PC playthrough, I haven't died at all. In my console version, I had died.
How?
It's really hard to die.
What killed you in this game?
So you have a multi-tool, and early on, it's really just a laser. It just mines for you. You can mine, but then you can get an attachment that will switch it over to a bolt caster, it's called, and that's basically a pulse rifle or whatever. But you have to actively switch it over. It's two modes, so you pick which one and you shoot it. And you have this shield that you always have. So if somebody's attacking you, it's got to wear down your shield, and then you've got like health bar that you also have to get worn down. Mm-hmm. So you have to do all that, or you have to fall to your death. But you have a jetpack that's kind of always available. So you have to like run out of your jetpack as you fall. So it's really hard to die in this game. Mm-hmm. But I was
even
able to accomplish it. No,
do you know about the melee jetpack trick?
No.
If you melee as you start to jetpack, there's a glitch right now. Maybe they fix it in the last batch. But you'll launch extra further. Yeah.
Chad's like, oh, so my impression is Chad is saying, I love this game. It's built just for me. I never die.
Can't die.
Well, there's a sense of not invulnerability, but a sense of it will take a lot of work for me to die. But there's things beyond. So I came closer to dying from the environment than I did to characters. Like you're in these toxic. Some of these planets are toxic, and you have this toxic bar that is depleting, and then these storms come.
You just said toxic 3 times in 10 seconds.
Because I think you're toxic.
Okay.
Anyways, and then the storm comes, and then your toxic bar is just really flying. And so you can refill your like life support system by putting in ingredients, but that's all happening in real time. So your toxic bar is going down as you're trying to refill it, and things are attacking you. So
yeah,
because
when
stuff
you go into your
on.
Inventory, it doesn't pause the game.
Yeah, it doesn't pause your game.
Right.
Mm. Yeah, I think if I played this game, I would die of boredom.
But
in all seriousness, though, everyone's talking about this game on all the podcasts that I listen to, and I'm starting to understand it a little bit more. I haven't played it at all, but it's a different kind of game. Like, it's not anything that you can compare to any other game out there. It's just kind of like a new idea, and I think people are having trouble grasping that, and that's kind of what's making, or that's kind of what some of the negative reaction towards it has been, I think. It still doesn't seem like a game that I would want to play personally, but I totally see the appeal in it.
So there was a Reddit thread, which now I can't seem to find, but there was a whole Reddit thread on what was promised, what was delivered, what was just hinted at. So it kind of broke down, because a lot of people are like, this isn't a game that you guys talked about for 2 years. You know, like, where's all the stuff? Where's all the beautiful creatures and all this other stuff that you can't see in this game?
Have you been wowed by any creatures?
Yeah, I actually had a conversation with a guy at work where I was like, I saw these cool...
I mean, he must have been pretty impressive then.
Yeah. What? Yeah. I don't know what you're talking about.
Okay.
Anyways. Yeah, there are
if
some...
If you were cool... impressed by a beautiful creature and you were talking to the guy, never mind.
Yeah. I don't know what you're talking about.
It's getting worse.
Shall I pause awkwardly so everybody can witness this?
Go.
Anyways. No, there are some cool creatures, but some of them are just like fucked up. There's this, like, some of them walk on two legs, but they clearly are supposed to be walking on four. There's all sorts of fucked up things that are going on in this game. But
you take all that with a grain of salt, though?
Yeah. Like, it's a random generated world. There's going to be things that occur that are weird. Look at the fucking platypus, for crying out loud. If you saw that in the game, you'd be like, this guy's an idiot for designing this fucking thing. It's got a bill. Like, what's going on here? But, you know. So... the reason I really like this game, like I said, is it gives you direction, but it gives you freedom. But the one thing that I think a lot of people are hung up on is that this game, it makes you change your attitude. It makes you, because a lot of games, you go in there and you want to explore everything, and you don't want to leave until you got everything. And
you cannot be a completionist on this
game. You cannot.
Although you could, but you wouldn't progress. But you could, I mean, if you wanted to, if you felt like it, you could clear an entire planet.
Well,
spend your time
I have.
That way.
But even if you identify everything, you could still just go from spot to spot, getting the pods and getting everything. You could literally spend 400 hours on one planet.
Wow.
And just keep seeing new things. But you've got to kind of change. People just need to change their idea and say, don't worry so much about trying to see everything or do everything. It's not possible to see and do everything in this game.
Yeah.
You know? So I think that's one of the things that people are getting kind of hung up on. The other thing is this whole idea of resource and what's rarity and what's not rarity. And if I go down a long cave, I should be rewarded at the end of it. And it just doesn't work that way. Real life doesn't work that way.
Yeah, exactly.
And so, of course, this game isn't going to be like that either. You know what I mean?
Have you been lost? I got really lost in a cave.
I tend to not to go into cave because I know there's nothing. You know, you can get some resources easier in caves, but there's no real reason to go exploring too deep into anything. Right. There's no like hidden treasure chest at the end. You know,
there's kind of an unspoken agreement in a lot of video games that if something is hard to reach or takes some time getting to, that there is something worth it at the end. So it's interesting that this game kind of doesn't make that deal with the player.
Yeah, and I think that's one of the reasons that gamers are hung up or complain about this game. Their risk versus reward is not a thing in this game. You know, you go into the planet, you do what you want to do.
You're just as likely to find something super valuable on the surface.
Exactly.
Next to a planet.
Right next to where you landed.
Yeah.
As opposed to deep in a cave or something.
Now, are you still running around or are you flying your plane more?
I would say, so the way I kind of play this game, so here's another thing I learned. There's kind of three areas that you can expand. It's like an RPG, but it's not a traditional RPG. You're not leveling up stats or anything. But you can make your ship bigger and better. You can make your inventory bigger and better, like your backpack, so to speak. And then you can make your multi-tool, the weapon / mining tool, you can make those bigger.
Indefinitely?
So your backpack starts out, I think, at 12. And I have buddies that have a backpack of 48.
Wow.
And the only way to increase it is to go to a drop pod, and it only increases it by one, meaning he's seen 30 drop pods, and each drop pod gets more expensive. And your starting ship starts with like 7 slots, and then I've seen ships that have like 40-some slots. So it's really about making yourself bigger, growing in the way you can carry stuff and do things. So unlocking blueprints, making more inventory slots so you can equip those blueprints, and getting the rare items, the rare elements.
Do you feel that you're exploring faster now that you have more stuff?
Once I realized that I don't need to stress about every little thing, explore everything, unlock everything, there's like a sense of freedom there. Like, I don't need to do everything, and I can just kind of do what's easy.
We're watching a firefight right now. Have you been involved in one?
A little bit, yeah.
Like,
I don't really.
In your plane?
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't really get in firefights yet because you need a bigger ship to be able to equip the different items on it.
And you can die.
And you can die. Out. Yeah.
And you got to aim.
I did die actually. I did die actually doing that the space battle because I didn't have any weapons and they just kept shooting me to death.
One last question from me: have you upgraded your ship?
Yes. Okay. So I learned a bunch of stuff on the console, then I got on the PC and learned a lot and was able to apply those things. So I got in there, racked up 500,000 of credits, purchased a different ship. So like I was able to do things learning from the first experience. And that's one of the things in this game is they don't hold your hand. So a lot of these things you learn, you're either going to learn online or you're going to learn trial and error, which is another thing that I kind of enjoyed because I could have looked it all up, but I was like, no, I want to learn for myself. I want to figure this out myself.
That's
so
awesome. Now apply that to Dark Souls.
Yeah. Fuck that. So the last thing I'm going to say about this, and the real reason why I think people don't think this is a $60 game, is there's really only a couple things you do. And once you do those things, the planet can change, the environment changes, the animals you're with, but you're still just doing these couple things. And it's just rinse and repeat over and over and over again. So I kind of compare this to like driving. You know, when you were like 16 and you first got your license, you just wanted to drive. You could have driven in traffic and had a great time, you know? And now by the time we're at our age, we would much rather, you know, not be driving at all.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think this game's like that, where it's kind of like you're driving, but right now I'm like a 16-year-old kid who just loves to drive.
Yeah.
I'm just happy doing it.
Yeah.
But it's going to be the same thing over and over and over again. And after a while, I'm going to be like, okay, now I'm just doing a commute, you know? So that's No Man's Sky.
What's the overall at now, Bobby? If you could hover over the mix.
It was 55 last time I checked. 54%.
It's dropped since I checked.
But they're doing patches. Didn't you say there was a patch?
Yeah, there was a patch today. Or...
And they should eventually have a recent there, and I think that might be a little more accurate to reflect the patches that have come out to address some of the problems. So we'll look at that.
I haven't had any locks on my PC version. I locked a couple times on console. I haven't locked on PC.
I thought it looked better on console, and it's very rare that I see that.
Yeah. I think it's not pushing the hardware of the PC that it could be pushing
right.
It harder.
Optimizing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All righty. Who wants to go next?
Hearthstone. I need to delete this game. This is the reason I haven't played any other fucking games. I've laid in bed. Oh, I can't sleep. Get up and walk over.
Like, are you doing arena? Or are you doing?
I'm doing arena.
Okay.
And I'm sucking terribly. Like, so bad.
Mm-hmm. Even with this new thing?
Well, here's the thing. So, you know, Hearthstone's exploded since I've played, and there's websites now that have tier lists for Arena, so you can check what cards of these three should I pick that's the highest rated.
Exactly.
But on top of that, there's...
Which you were doing until I walked in.
I was doing it by hand.
Seems tabbing. Like a lot of work for a so-called casual game.
Yes. Alt-tab... Look up the three cards that I have available, pick the best one, do that 30 times. It took some time, and I'm not a fast typer. So Chad walks in, he goes, hey, there's an app that does this. Or
like an add-on.
A mod, I guess. Add-on, yeah.
Yeah.
So you actually, it's an overlay that goes over Hearthstone and tells you what card to pick, but not just like, this is the best one, but... Hey, we got too many spells. We need some creatures. Grab this. Like,
so yeah.
Very specific.
It has a rank. Like you get a card and it says a rank. So say the rank's like 67.
Sure.
But then as you're playing, it's either going up because you have synergy or going down because you don't have synergy or going up because you need that card drop. Or
right. So the ranks aren't static.
The ranks aren't static at all.
They as you're building your deck, it changes what you need. So say a really shitty 3-drop came up, but you have 0 3-drops in your deck, it's going to tell you to grab that 3-drop because you don't have a 3-drop. And it just makes sense.
It's called Hearth Arena, by the way.
Hearth Arena. If you play Hearthstone, I'm going to delete this so it doesn't matter to me anymore.
Sure, you're going to delete.
I just can't do
just
this.
Just like you're deleting Binding of Isaac, right?
Bobby needs to get rid of Heroes of the Storm. Anyway.
It would be hilarious if we did like a game switch where
I've thought about
for
this.
1 week, like I pretended to be Bobby and played Heroes of the Storm.
On his account? Because he
and
might
then somebody
kill
played,
you.
And then Chad, if you played Binding of Isaac, like the hardest game in the world, how much fun you would have with that one.
I love Binding.
Yeah.
Oh, Chad, you do?
Really likes it.
Oh, okay.
I think you
but I'm not obsessed.
You put it down the way that I put down this.
Hearthstone has just changed so much since the original release. Like, I would just be too lost to play this game now.
You'd be surprised. You get in there.
Yeah, well, all my old decks
are garbage.
Well, yeah,
and wild. They're all wild.
No,
none of them standard.
I had like 3 standard.
Oh, really?
And they all get trounced.
With Hearth,
time.
The only time I've ever been able to play a versus was with just a friend, and we felt like I was on even ground with him, where we used the starter decks versus each other. Like, he was exceedingly better at the game than me, and he is, I would say, a veteran in the game, where he's never really stopped playing Hearthstone. And the only way I could actually play with him or against him was with the tutorial decks, 1v1.
And
it was fun that way, but if he was using any of his like upgraded decks versus what my virtually nothing decks, there was no way in hell that I would stand a chance.
We play random, some guys at work and I, we play random. So basically you pick a class and you go to create a deck and then you just immediately X out. And then it asks, would you like us to complete your deck? And you say yes. And it fills out all 30 cards, and then you just play against each other. You don't even look at the deck.
Oh.
You just play against each other.
Fun.
But that does pull from your card list.
From your more powerful cards.
So it depends. But you can have some fun times. It's just completely random decks.
That's cool. Okay. Yeah. That's another creative route to go.
I must say, Bobby's, or Bob Chad,
yeah.
Bob Chad said that
Chobby.
It's worked every time for him, and this add-on hasn't worked. It's only worked once for me.
Yeah, I've never had a problem with it. With the new cards, it takes a while because I think it's doing some extra thinking. Yeah. What's also cool about Hearth Arena is after you create your deck, it gives your deck a score from 1 to 100, I believe. So I know if I'm in the 70s, I'm going to do pretty decently. I'm going to win 5 or 6 games at least. If I'm in the 60s, I'm probably only going to win 3 or 4. The other thing is it also describes what type of deck you created. So is it a tempo mage? Is it a face hunter? You know, it kind of tells you what kind of deck you've created. And then when you're done, you can actually enter in your rewards, and it'll keep track of your rewards, and you can see like what your average gold gain per arena is and stuff like that. So it's a really cool add-on.
It's all free.
It's all free, and we're not getting paid for this, by the way. This is just stuff we like.
Yeah, that's crazy that they allow that.
Yeah, and
seems like cheating.
So, it seems like cheating.
So this is through Overwolf overlay, and I've been told Overwolf is set up specifically to prevent cheaters, and like some tournaments you need to use the Overwolf overlay to actually enter into the to make sure you're not cheating and stuff. So I've been told that Overwolf is set up specifically not to allow cheating, so I think Blizzard has actually said this overlay is not cheating.
Cool.
But if I get banned later, I will let you know.
Wing 2 came out?
Oh, yeah. Wing 2 of 190 and Karazhan came out. It's the Opera Wing. I had a blast. Mm. Although, I've yet to have to make a new deck. I made a deck for the first wing, and it's still beating all the ones in this wing also.
Good.
So it's like the normal level is pretty easy, and the heroic level is really hard, so...
Have you ever gone... My question for Chad and Emilio. Have you guys ever gone up against each other in Hearthstone?
Oh, all the time.
Yeah.
We used to play each other all the time.
Yeah, we used to.
Who reigns supreme in that battle?
60... 55...
Who was the 55?
You.
Yeah, it was pretty even.
It's pretty even.
I had a slightly bigger deck pool. I mean, a card pool, so...
At this point, he would just trounce me. Because he has way more cards than
trounce,
I do. Trounce,
but yeah, I'd own you.
Yeah.
Trounce.
Next Trounce, up, Overwatch.
Yeah.
So the last Bastion trailer came out.
And the feels on this one.
Yeah, we were talking about, well, you know, where are they compared to Pixar? I know Pixar has to make a feature length film, and they're paying something like, I believe it was...
That's a million a minute or something like that? A million a second?
Like $1 million a second or some ridiculous
amount. You're kidding
me.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. So, and you know, I don't know if they're using trickery or magic, because fucking they come out with some amazing looking stuff.
Yeah, this one's insane.
If not Pixar, like one tiny notch lower. And it's just a beautiful, beautiful... video. I don't know. The story was what you kind of expected from.
Do we know what's going on there?
I think
with the battle against the city, and there's a bunch of bastions and stuff.
There are bastions on both sides too. I don't know. I was a little confused about that. Isn't there supposed to be an Overwatch comic book or something that's supposed to explain a little bit more of the story?
Yeah, there's like 3 or 4 episodes, I think, or issues.
I just find it odd though that Blizzard, like, this is the first new IP for Blizzard's done in so long. I would have thought there would have been more surrounding it or more details into it. I'm sure there's a detailed explanation, but I just can't find it right now.
Yeah, I was just talking to someone the other day about how Blizzard put so much effort into their stories on their games. Like every game that they have has a vast array of characters, stories, like their little like storylines. Like World of Warcraft, StarCraft, Diablo, even. But then you have Overwatch, and it's almost like they're giving it to us in small little bits, or they're not giving us the whole story. We're trying to piece it together. Like, I don't know if they're building up to something. Like, eventually, boom, there's going to be this huge Overwatch Bible that just explains all the characters, or there's going to be a movie, or if they're just going to continue.
That would be awesome,
to,
a movie.
Yeah, that, I mean, that would be great. I think people would love that too. But I wonder if they're just going to do it incrementally and just
incrementally. I think is if I'm just going to guess, I would say that. Mm-hmm.
But I feel like there's got to be a through line though, and I don't think that really exists yet. Like, we know kind of everyone's involvement in little parts here and there, but we don't know when the timeline is. Like,
yeah,
it's just
exactly.
It's very confusing.
I'm going to put two parts that I know. So the city that he's walking towards, I think, is Numbani.
Yeah.
Right.
And, it looks like it anyways.
And Lucio says that this is where everybody gets along and you can be whoever you want. He's like, this is my kind of city. You're always positive. Mm-hmm. So I think the good guys, quotation marks, won the war. And that's all I came up with.
Hmm. If they were to make an Overwatch movie, would you want it to be live action or CGI?
Live action? Well, you mean like the World of Warcraft movie?
No, like,
hell no, not live action.
Like live action. The only one you'd have to CGI is Winston. Everybody else could be live action.
No, I would rather have
Bastion?
It be.
I don't know. I think live action
would be
way too cheesy.
The same exact animation that we've been watching the entire time.
Well, if they can make CG, if they can make a live action, but the CG was like,
dude, people would
so like Warcraft, like you said.
People would be like,
Warcraft, that is not my Tracer's ass.
Yeah, that's true.
But I mean, people like the Warcraft movie is one thing, but the Overwatch, like, we only know these characters as they exist in that game. That's how Tracer looks. Like, that's just how she is. If we saw like a human Tracer, we'd be like, that's cosplay Tracer. It just wouldn't make sense. It wouldn't register as like that's the real Tracer. So live action people.
Is that
would,
how you felt in the Warcraft movie?
No.
I mean, with the comic book movies. Like, what we our idea of.
I think it's because Overwatch looks like Pixar. Like, we're used to accepting it on that medium. Mm-hmm. Like the Warcraft thing, like they're trying to mimic reality and humans and stuff, and they do the best they can with the graphics, but it's not like, I don't know. The Warcraft movie, I can understand why they did it the way they did, but I don't think Overwatch would go over as well.
I would dig a live-action Overwatch.
I think we're...
Maybe I'm the minority, though.
Yeah, this is not... It's a moot point.
I mean, it's true.
We don't even know that there's going to be a movie, and if they did, it would definitely be CG, so it doesn't matter.
Well... After Warcraft, maybe they're a little gun-shy about doing
that's true
movies.
Too. Bobby,
even though that was a great movie, what the fuck?
You got a story for us?
It did well. I think it did well financially. It made its money. Story, not really, but I've been playing a lot of Heroes of the Storm.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Hold on.
So what's new? Bobby?
As much as I played, I don't talk about it that much.
Yeah, it's true. Yeah. No, I'm not complaining. Talk about it, Bobby.
Hold on. Emilio's getting up to pee. I'll wait.
He's
getting up for a drink. No, I'm fucking...
Okay.
I've been playing a lot of HOTS. I've been distracted by World of Warcraft, but I've been trying to play...
So HOTS. You said you weren't going to play World of Warcraft.
Last week. I was like, I'm over it. But then David is winning and some of his friends started playing. I'm like, well, shit, you know, peer pressure.
So you're still playing the Pally, though?
No. I mean, I started a new character with them and I've been playing with him. I'm not playing as much. I'm not
the
just
best
like,
part of WoW is that you have six characters going and so you're playing your own thing.
It's part of the game. Yeah.
What time of the day are you mostly playing HOTS?
HOTS? After work. Like, whenever I can, really.
Okay.
I try to play because I've been trying to do a lot more ranked play because the season's going to end soon. And
what level are you?
I'm on my promotion game, so I'm about to go up to Diamond 3, which is pretty good.
How good is Diamond 3?
It goes Bronze, Silver, Gold, Platinum, Diamond, Master, Grandmaster.
So Grandmaster's what? Hots, top 2%? Yeah. Grandmaster's top 2%?
I wouldn't say top 2. Grandmaster. Grandmaster is top 500 players.
Okay, and then so Master is top 2%?
There's probably a couple thousand people in Master.
Okay, and Diamond 3 is halfway through Diamond.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
So you could theoretically hit Master if you're...
Yeah, I definitely could. And the reason I've been trying to grind it out is because I've been playing with people who are Master and Grandmaster. I'm like, these guys aren't that good. And, like, I could totally do this, but I don't play ranked.
I hope they don't listen, because he means you. Whoever
I'm talking about you. Whoever you are.
Whoever you are.
Yeah. But I'm just like, I know if I like put the effort in, and like I play a lot of unranked, which is basically just ranked play, but it doesn't count towards your actual rank. You do a draft and all that stuff. And my MMR is through the roof on that. So if I just put the time in, like I could definitely rank up.
Yeah, but, so why haven't you started the Digital Logic Heroes of the Storm League?
Because then I would need like five good players, and that's hard to do because
only four. You're
train
one.
Me, okay. Sensei.
I found
Bobby Sensei.
I've recently started playing with a guy. Actually, today we got in some Hero League. You can only duo queue in ranked play. You can only have two people in a group go into it. You can't bring like four of your buddies, three of your buddies.
How did you guys meet?
We actually used to play Team League like back in the day. Then we were on each other's friends list. And finally it was like, hey man, you want to play? And like, I just know when I play with people, like how good they are, because I've been playing with,
he's looking at us when he says that.
Can you, I want to test, like, again, I've only ever gamed with Chad and Emilio in previous,
podcasts. No, we played Overwatch together.
No, Bobby never played.
Oh, we've all played Overwatch, yeah.
Really?
Not very often, but yeah, we had all of us.
Are you
us,
sure?
Lab Monkey. Yeah, we were all playing Overwatch at one point.
Oh.
Bobby's not good at Overwatch.
Are you sure, Bobby? You and I?
Yeah, I just play Reinhardt and I just ram people off.
Oh, course. Yeah. Okay, now I remember.
I get a kick.
I almost want to do like a Tess Hotz game and Bobby saves his, like, he reserves his impression of how I play MOBAs for the stream. Yeah. That'd be fun.
MOBAs are hard, though. Like, it's just, it's incredible.
I play Dota 2 one. Well enough, though. Like, and Dota 2, I would say, Dota is, like, 2. One of the harder
but, I
MOBAs.
Mean, right. There's not a lot that transfers over. They're, like, the mechanical skill and being able to control your character does, but the thing about a MOBA is you have to memorize 50, 60 characters. What do they do? Who do they counter? What's good on what map? What are the cooldowns and the abilities? Like, there's just so much knowledge that you have to build in these games that only comes with time, like hours and hours and hours of playing the game. Yeah. And so, I mean, I started with the internationals recently. I started playing Dota 2 again. I was like, holy shit, I don't know what
How
the
was
fuck
that?
I'm doing.
We should play Dota 2 then. Go back to the Dota 2 world.
I get so bored in the beginning of that game because it's so much longer.
The laning phase is
like,
long.
Yeah, the laning phase can be as long as an entire HOTS match. Wow. And like all you're doing is just sitting in lane, last hit.
Some crazy stat came out where like 100 or of the 112 characters from that game from Dota 2 were used in the top 8 or top 16.
Yeah, they had a lot of
that's a
champion
big credit.
Diversity.
Yeah. That's a huge credit to Valve.
Yeah, I talked about that at the major. Like, it's very evenly matched.
That's amazing.
There's so many different strategies with Dota 2 that you can just
there's a counter for everything. Truly, yeah.
And that's what it is in Dota. It's more like you can have so many different team types. And none of the other MOBAs allow for different like kind of strategies. That's why Dota is so fun to watch for me, because there's so much going on during the draft phase and everything. It's just really cool.
So not only that, there's so much emphasis in how one person can completely turn a game around.
Yeah,
that's
true.
What I like.
The hardest carries are in Dota for sure.
Yeah. And it's not that way in HOTS at all. Usually the way one person turns a game around is in a negative way. Like, if you have a really bad player, that's going to probably lose you
Feed.
The
that's
game.
That's true.
If you have a really good player, it may or may not win you the game. I don't know.
And that's one of the things I struggle with Heroes of the Storm is, like, you can't really... I play with Bobby, and I know he's really good, but I still don't see, like, the individual plays, which you can see in Dota... A lot easier.
Yeah,
I feel the same way about League of Legends.
It just requires so much teamwork. And what I've come to realize is that you are best off with having your best players on an assassin and a warrior. So you have somebody who can do the lockdown, who can set up for the kill, and then you have your assassin get the kill. The support could be anybody. You put your worst
That's
player
right
on
there.
Support.
That's me.
Yeah. And, and that's usually how that goes. But I do enjoy the teamwork, but it gets very frustrating, especially if you're not on comms. But I don't know. I had a lot of fun playing with this dude today. Tomorrow we're probably going to do some more Hero League. We're trying to get him to master, get me to master. He's a little bit ahead of me, but hopefully that will continue.
Cool. Good luck, man.
They've been doing. They're having a big $1 million. I think it's $1 million prize pool. I don't think it's $1 million for first place. But BlizzCon, the fall championship is coming up, and they're doing the regionals for that. And finding out who's going to go. Europe just finished up today, And I think North America is doing their games pretty soon, so I'm looking forward to that. But that is the Heroes of the Storm update on my end.
Bobby, if you got an invite to a top team just because somebody dropped out or something, would you take some time off of work for that?
I don't think so. I don't think I could. I'm too busy to do anything like that, and I don't know.
You need to be a Twitch streamer, like... Do this game for your
That's
job.
Too much work, especially in a game like that where it's...
Where you need a lot of focus in order to do well.
Yeah, some people can do it, and they talk and they narrate. Really, like, I couldn't do that. I wouldn't want to do that. But the...
You wouldn't rather play Heroes as your job than your job?
I don't think so. I think that's one of those things that sounds like a dream come true, but in reality, you start to find out it's
Keep telling
not.
Yourself that, dude. Oh, yeah. Did you hear? Everybody that wins the lottery are broke within 6 months, have you heard?
Hey, man, after, you know, a job's a job. Doesn't matter what you're doing. Like, yeah. Eventually it turns into a job, and it's true. Work. But
a
did
job's
you hear about
a job
wings?
Unless it's a blow job. Am I right?
No.
Jesus Christ. I wish that there was a bingo for Chad.
Now I'm laughing. Now I'm laughing.
she thought it was
Why
funny.
Am I laughing when no one's else laughing? And then when everyone else
it was
laughing,
hilarious.
I'm like...
Because it was hilarious. That's why.
A Hilariously podcast I was bad. Listening to, I don't think it was PC Gamer, so I'm going to try not to rip them off. I think it might have been Idle Thumbs, but they're reading the website of Wings Gaming, the team that won Dota 2, and they're talking about, like, their requirements as players, and it was like, you have to be to bed at 11 o'clock every night, you have to be ready for practice at 11 a.m. every day, you have to do all grooming, shaving, all of that before 11 o'clock, you're not allowed to play any other games, you're not allowed to drink or use drugs. Like, they literally had to sign a contract saying all these things if they wanted to be on that team. But
all
didn't.
Of that stuff is less strict than your own schedule now. If you think about it.
It's very temperamental. I mean, you don't know if you're going to win.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. That's true.
You're banking hard on that. I mean, they won big. They won $9 million.
Yeah.
But, you know, it just, I don't know. And I don't think people really have the discipline in the hot scene, at least not in North America. I don't know. The NA scene is a little weird right now, but it's a smaller game, and I'm okay with that. Like, I don't think there needs to be this competition between all these MOBAs. Like, there can only be one. I think it's good that we have these different varieties. And I kind of like Blizzard does a really good job of monitoring the HOTS community. Like, they're pretty up to snuff on the bans and the mutes. Like, when people get silenced and people will complain in the forums, and then they will, like, Blizzard community managers will say, oh, this is why we silenced you, and they'll post their chat logs.
What's that? So people can get...
globally muted.
Yeah, if they get reported enough, they get silenced, and they can't talk in-game. And because they can't talk in-game, that ruins communication, so they can't play Hero League. Because you don't want to play Hero League with someone that can't even talk to you.
Right, right.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Just to kind of go off of your comment with you saying that there shouldn't be just one MOBA that reigns them all, unless you do want to get in the competitive and or, you know, like higher MMRs. I feel like with MOBAs, especially now, there are people who, depending on their, like, you know, basically their lifestyle or their mood, there's a MOBA that fits. You know, I feel like Dota is for those who can really dedicate time. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, your social circle also attracts you to different MOBAs as well. Because I have friends that only play Dota. I have friends that are still on Han. I have friends that, you know, have only dabbled in League or Smite. And depending on what attracts you more, whether it's the gameplay or the people you're playing along with, I really feel like there isn't one MOBA. I feel like everybody has their favorite MOBA, but it shouldn't discriminate you from all the other MOBAs that exist as well.
It's more about your personality, what you gravitate toward, I think.
For me, yeah. I used to say I love Dota 2 just because it actually kicks my ass. Mm-hmm. It's like the whole risk-reward. Like, if I'm not doing well, I have... like literally four people down my throat just trying to, you know, just getting on my ass.
Phrasing.
So hard.
God damn it.
Can we get off a hot stump?
I was going to say, like, Dota 2 is similar to Demon's Souls. Like, it's completely unforgiving. You have to be on your A game to do it. And there's a reward with that, you know?
Yeah.
And I feel like a lot of the other MOBAs don't have that.
Like, there's a little more room for slack. You know? Like, there's less.
For
like, if you're not, like, carrying the weight, it's not like, like you said earlier, it's like there's not one person that can carry the whole game. It's very much a team-based game, but I feel like, oh, no, you even said in HOTS, if one person is, like, suffering, then the whole team's going to lose. And Dota is very much like that, too.
Yeah,
sure. No matter how good, the best player is, if there's one person that's literally just feeding, it's going to ruin
it. I think I knew more. I think I could understand Dota better when I played Smite than when I play HOTS, even though visually there's more similar between HOTS and Dota. Like, Smite has a lot of the same mechanics as Dota, at least more so than
for sure, yeah.
than HOTS.
Yeah. HOTS is so is different than any of the other MOBAs. I feel like it's closer to other games than it is to the MOBAs. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
With the buy-in and all.
Speaking of Smite, I should have plugged this at the very beginning, but I did an interview with my friend from Smite, Zaya. Or P-Zaya. He made his own game. We brought it up a couple of weeks ago. Anyway, the interview's at the end of this episode. We're giving away 4 free copies. First 4 people to email me the secret word that we did in the interview, then you'll get to, I'll send you right back. So that's Emilio@dlgaming.net. And just give me the magic words, and I'll give you the magic pass.
Wait, so this guy is a developer on Smite?
He was just a guy we played Smite with, and then now he has a game on Steam.
Oh, really? Yeah. Oh, I thought he helped develop Smite.
We know him through Smite.
That's how we met him.
He's nowhere near that cool.
Well, congratulations to him. He has a game on Steam. Come on.
He also gave me the worst answer I've ever heard for my hoverboard lightsaber. Right. You'll have to listen.
I'm excited.
What's the question? I'll listen for
You've
the answer.
You've never listened to one of my interviews?
I have.
I ask the same question every time.
What would you
fuck
rather,
yourself,
what would you rather have, a hoverboard or a lightsaber?
Yes.
Okay, yeah, okay. I just want to make sure that was the question.
Okay, cool. I think you extrapolated what that, from my...
I haven't been drinking in a while. I might be slightly intoxicated.
Gee, what you got?
What I have, well, there's two new things. One is completely impulsive, and I just decided I'm going to do this. So I have been needing to do more homework for the podcast, and I'm really excited to say that, the first thing I want to do, I'm just dropping this on you guys.
Okay.
I am going to...
I'm a little nervous, fellas.
From the conversation about the whole HOTS thing, but one of my homework assignments is going to be, I'm going to at least play a co-op games with one of you guys every week.
Is it going to be Overcooked every week?
I wish. I came here for Overcooked.
Spoilers.
So where the hell is my Overcooked?
I didn't bring the controllers. That's on me.
No. I'm devastated. Anyways.
We'll play this weekend.
That's going to be my homework. And so I think we're going to have just kind of like a co-op conversation in regards to that. And then beyond that, speaking of a co-op, I had so much fun doing a local co-op. I would love to remind everybody that TwitchCon is going to be a real thing. I will be there with Sam.
I will be there also.
Yeah, and Chad too. So you get to meet myself and Chad. I'm only going to be there for Saturday because that's going to be the most fun. Sam is Emilio's girlfriend, and both her and I are considering cosplaying for TwitchCon. We do need some suggestions and what you might like. Keep in mind, Sam has tits. I do not. So we need something that complements one or another. If you have any suggestions, we might start a poll.
I want all 5 of us to dress up as something like Star Trek or something, but nobody else is on board.
Fucking Star Trek?
I don't know. I'm just...
I was...
Somebody would call us out if we did that. You know, I don't think I know enough. I've watched a lot of Next Gen, but I don't think I know enough about Star Trek to really wear that, you know?
You'd be Geordi LaForge, dude.
I'm supposed to be dressed up as Apocalypse this Halloween, is what
Why?
I...
By
What's
who?
That? What's Apocalypse?
My girl and I, she just really wants to be Cyclops. So I said I'd be Apocalypse, but we'll see if that actually happens.
X-Men, okay.
But there's plenty of X-Men. You're already dressed up as Beast right now.
Hey.
So you could go as Beast.
Tapatio, I'm sweating.
Discussions, Bobby. Discussions.
Yeah. They're trying to find something on our Steam page.
There was a listener question, and we didn't put it in the notes. That's all. It doesn't matter. We can move on.
We'll do the questions. We'll do the news while he's doing his thing.
All right. Let's talk a little news here. Valve restricts coaches in CSGO matches.
Yeah. So basically Valve said coaches can be a sixth man. They're doing things. They're doing
call outs.
They're keeping track of the economy and all. So they said no more voice chat for coaches during the games. So the only time the coach can talk is before the game, at halftime. Apparently, there's halftime when they basically switch sides, and then there's 4 30-second timeouts where they can talk. Other than that, the coach is not involved with the play anymore. What's your guys' thought on this? We had talked about coaches before with Heroes of the Storm and some of the other MOBAs, but the coaches can't talk during the games in MOBAs either. So it makes sense to me. Like, coaches shouldn't be involved. They basically said this is adding another player to the game, and we want to remove that. It should be the players that are doing the voice communication.
Because the average player doesn't have a coach, right?
Yeah. No. Well, I agree with Valve on this one because. With CSGO, that's the challenge of being competitive and being as good as you are. Like, a coach is great. I love the idea of a coach. I understand how important it is to have a coach, but to integrate him into the game, it changes up the match entirely, because not only do you have to worry about the skill of the original five man, but the quality of the coach also will bring up or tear down the team as well. So I say eliminate that six player, keep it at a five man, like it's always been originally.
Yeah, no, I agree 100%. I think Valve's doing the right thing.
And that's another 10% that you're going to lose from your purse too. Really?
I mean, well, the coaches are probably still going to take their cut, whatever the coach takes.
Yeah.
But
sorry about that.
Okay, so the next thing up, there's a new map in Overwatch.
It's kind German of a
castle.
Themed.
Castle, German-themed.
Yeah.
The early reports that I'm seeing, people are comparing it to, like, a WoW 5-man and shit. Like,
shit.
Yeah, I saw that there's a battering ram in it, so maybe you need to do something.
Like events going on in it.
Yeah,
I think it's similar to Numbai or whatever, where you take the capture point and then feed the payload to the goal.
I like that. It enforces teamwork and a little bit more strategy rather than the whole run and gun.
Yeah.
It's like I'm treating this like a deathmatch thing. Hmm. So, and comms especially. I think one of my earliest complaints with Overwatch is that not everyone, it's more likely that there are less people using their mics than people using them. So if there's an actual objective, then that'll entice more people to be a little bit more competitive in terms of, more communicative in the competitive scene.
So it looks like you have the inside of the castle, you have the outside of the castle, and then you have the gate that needs to be breached. Hmm. So it seems like there's three parts to it. But yeah, it has like a German name, and I think this is Reinhardt.
It's like Eiderweiss or something like that.
Yeah, and Reinhardt is sitting on the throne at the end of the...
Oh, nice. Very nice.
So I think it's his like hometown.
We didn't talk about this last week, but Overwatch competitive season ended.
Uh-huh. And they're all about the Rio Olympics now. Woo.
58 bitches beat that.
Okay. I don't understand that. I only got 53. And
it's because I'm better than you, G.
Yeah.
At Roadhog, apparently. Maybe.
So there was different, you got different competitive points depending on what level you were at, and it capped out at 65. At 65 or higher, you got 200 competitive points or whatever, CP. What are they called? Is that competitive points? Probably.
Sure.
Anyways. So anything higher than 65, you got the max. 61 to 64 was like the next tier. So 200 was the competitive points at 65, and then it goes down. I got level 51, so I ended up getting, I think, 60 competitive points or whatever. So I'm nowhere near a golden gun, and I don't think any of us are. 58, how many CP
did
you
get? Well, you get one CP per...
Yeah, that was 12. That's match. How many I got.
I'm
prior
nowhere
to
near,
it.
And I'm not really enticed by the golden gun either.
I'm not really either.
Right. I haven't seen them in game yet, but just looking at them in the shop, not that impressed.
Yeah, I'm not that impressed. It doesn't change your overall skin, is it just your gun?
Just your gun, I believe.
Yeah, I'm not interested at all.
And for the record, I was kidding. Cheese better than me.
Oh,
at this game and
life.
You don't have to say it out loud if we all think it quietly.
So. Exactly. We're all thinking it. Just kidding. So how many CP did you get? Do you remember for game 58?
No. I didn't keep track of that at all.
I just click on stuff. Whatever the brightest button is, I click on.
Yeah. Mm. Okay. So, fair enough.
Strategy.
NVIDIA GTX 1080 has been announced. It's going to come out for $200 as 3 gigabytes of memory. I believe this is competing with the Radeon 480, which is at a similar price point. It's going to be interesting to see which one outperforms which. I believe if the 1080 can outperform the Radeon 480... Wow.
Good Lord.
Oh, my goodness.
We'll clean that up in post. Don't worry about that.
Bless you.
Right there. It's a power sneeze. It's the 1060, by the way.
If the 1060 can outperform the 480 for the same price point, this might be the nail in the coffin for Radeon, because this is kind of their thing, the mid-range card.
Yeah, but I think AMD has a deal with Xbox or some company to put their chips in
Xbox,
the consoles.
For sure.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's not going to be the nail in the coffin, but yeah, that is a pretty good competitive price point for that card. We'll see when the benchmarks come out.
Where are we on this console cycle, Chad?
It's different now. Is it coming out with like mini upgrades or something?
We're at the 3 or 4 years into it.
Right.
Something like that.
Is it going to be another 8 year?
Yeah. I don't know. There hasn't been any talk about a new... They're doing the new versions of the existing ones is what's going on now.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. All right. I'm going to give myself another project on Instagram. I'm going to have
none
you guys...
of this is going to happen, by the way.
No. I said it, so it's engraved. Pinky promised me, Emilio. All right. There you go.
Tiny pinkies.
What?
Wow. What do you do with those things?
I smell it, and you tell me. No, just kidding. No, anyways, so project, do we have our PC specs posted anywhere?
They smell like opportunity.
We have a Steam thread. We have a Steam thread where we did post our specs, but that thread is probably a year old or so.
Yeah, I'd love for us to maybe take a photo of all of our setups and then list our specs on our Instagram.
Bobby's just going to be the best.
I know again.
So not only will you get to see
he's the best at everything
socks,
except the sock
PC
game
setups. So
my computer
to
isn't much to look at. Honestly, it's just a black box. It sounds like a wind tunnel. I mean, the screens look cool, but the computer itself, like I went for a really.
We're all looking,
really simple,
by the way.
Yeah, we're all looking in the corner there. A really simple look there.
Chad, is that the same desk you have?
Absolutely not.
No, he's got a...
His is glass and shit. Yeah. He spent way more than the $60 I spent. This
that
was
desk
at least
was
100.
Expensive as shit, but it was very unique and it was perfect. I love that desk.
My current setup, I have actually multiple photos of previous setups that I used to have, but my current setup, my PC is on a beer pong table, so look forward to that photo.
Nice.
Yeah. Right. I do enjoy a little beer pong.
All worst right surface to play video games on, by the way.
That is true. I've tried that. But a good surface to have sex on.
Cool. Moving on.
Under listener questions, we had a few comments. One of these dating back, I don't think we brought this up, but False Josiah brought up Gary Coleman was in a game. We had talked about him, I think, a few weeks ago in a podcast episode, but he was in Postal 2. Did we bring that up?
No, we didn't bring up this post.
No. This post? No, we didn't.
What were we talking about Gary Coleman about?
That's what I'm trying to remember.
But it wasn't really him. Somebody was trying to bring up Gary...
From Gary's mod?
Gary Busey.
Gary Busey.
Yeah. And there was some Gary confusion there.
Yeah.
So not Gary's mod.
Yeah.
No. Okay.
All right. But we do have another question from Emu Killer.
I talked about this a couple weeks ago.
Yeah. I was talking about the Puppy Parade one, man. That was my bad.
Oh,
Puppy
okay
Parade. What's that?
Yeah. He's a person. And
a cool person.
A cool person.
By the way.
Yeah. He was just saying that we're, I don't know how to, he's British, I don't know how to read this, but I think he's saying that we're second, when you search PC Gaming Podcast in the UK, we're
that's
second.
Pretty mental.
We're second.
Really cool.
And we're a top link. So I think that's well, really cool. Fucking
that's
cool.
That's pretty mental. Yeah.
We're big in the UK. And you know what, I've had this theory, and I think I've expressed it on the podcast before, I think British people listen to podcasts more than Americans. Like, I think podcasts are really big in the
Canadians
UK.
Do for sure.
Canadians?
Yeah.
What's more British, Pretty Mental or Cheers?
Cheers.
Because they're both... We don't use the phrase mental.
I like that they use the phrase.
We used to. I mean, back in the 90s, like Pauly Shore, I think he used to say
they're
hot.
Yeah.
No, I'm insulting Puppy Parade. No, I think your phrasing is cool.
Yeah, and he helped us with our intro, by the way.
Oh,
that's right. He did.
You're awesome, Puppy Parade.
Speaking of which,
that's
is that a poodle on his icon?
It's a puppy.
It's the first puppy in the Puppy Parade. Get it together,
Chief. What is the Puppy Parade?
It's a parade of puppies.
It's pretty self-explanatory.
Is it a poodle? It is so adorable.
That's a great image.
Are we teasing anything about potential Patreon bonuses coming up?
Well, tonight
we teased it last week.
Okay. Yeah. So we're continuing to tease it because we have not yet done it.
Yes, but...
We have the tools. We sort of have the talent, but it will happen eventually.
Let me know when you find the talent.
Yep. All right. Well, I guess we're getting to the end here. What's next week looking like for you guys?
I'm going to do more No Man's Sky, and I really need to get into Transistor because we should be doing that soon, right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I'm going to look very hard at XCOM 2 and probably still not play it.
You're going to switch it up and play Hearthstone and Binding of Isaac?
You're going to uninstall Hearthstone. That's your first task, right?
I can't. I just can't.
It's so much easier to install it back again.
For me, I'm hoping somebody tells me four-player local co-op Overcooked, or else my week will be ruined.
Yeah, we got to make that happen.
Well, yeah.
I'm here this weekend. Let's do it.
And then we'll see if I stream at least once this week. Let's do it.
All right. That's good. Right.
And let's see if I actually adhere to everything that I said about the Instagram and the posts. And
we're going
to
hold you to it.
You better.
You betcha. Yeah, don't you know.
I want socks. I want Bobby's socks up in the next 2 days.
I have to take the photo. All the photos have to be taken from somebody else's phone.
Everybody gets a pair of socks.
You get a sock, and you get a sock.
We'll do a toesy photo.
Bobby, you? What are you doing this week?
I'm going to be ranking up in HOTS. I'm going to be playing Transistor, and I am also planning on playing...
Deus Ex, Mankind Divided.
No, there was a game that I wanted to play. Ants? What the fuck was it?
It's his return to Stardew, guys.
Yeah.
Whatever happened? Did you not pick it up one day?
Stardew Valley?
Yeah.
I kind of hit a point where it started getting repetitive, and it was like...
He's waiting for multiplayer.
I wasn't... Yeah, I don't know. I kind of hit a point where it's just every day kind of was the same.
You hit rush hour traffic in my car analogy, didn't you?
Yeah, yeah. But they've changed so much that I could go back and check it out. I started playing Subnautica, too, and that was like kind of my chill out in a weird world game and just kind of take it at your own pace fix. But
so I like to put somebody on the spot with a weird question at the very end. Chi.
Yes.
You want to explain?
Hoverboard or lightsabers?
Do you want to explain your...
No.
Apparently, really bad snoring.
But it says who? Oh, no. Okay, so during Chad's birthday, I brought my boyfriend out, and I left
him. He's a cool guy.
Not only did I bring him to the party, but I also left early and left him with the crew.
And he was already drunk when he showed up, and we continued to drink, and he got lit.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness! Thank you for taking care of him. And I guess
he was awesome.
I guess he let
he was
me,
on fleek.
I guess he let you guys know that I have a horrible snoring issue. In fact, I'm pretty sure it's genetic. And yeah,
he said she wakes me up sometimes.
Wow.
It is honestly one of my biggest insecurities because it's something
I can't
control it. Yeah. Like how do you control something when you're unconscious?
Yeah, you can't really do that.
Yeah. It's like I'm completely unconscious. Like they say that, you know, like how you sleep, whether it's an elevation, maybe lose some weight, you'll do less snoring.
Hey,
none of the above.
We're ending this. Don't leave.
I've dated girls that don't snore except if they got really drunk.
Yeah.
Then I think drinking will bring it out a lot.
Because you end up sleeping in weird positions when you're drunk.
Oh, yeah.
Because myself, I only snore if I'm on my back, which I don't normally do. Mm-hmm. But if I'm drunk, then my body passes out no matter where I'm at.
Yeah.
So
I usually tell the wenches to push me on my side.
True.
Or don't complain.
Yeah.
Okay, I remembered the game that I was going to play, Lovers in a Dangerous Space-Time. Oh, I picked that up. It was in a Humble Bundle, and I think I'm going to play that with my girlfriend.
Ooh. Nice. Does she play?
No.
Dude, it's literally left, right, up or down, and two buttons. So
is it like a puzzle platformer?
Play it on easy, for sure.
Yeah, okay. Play it on easy.
Yeah, it's right. Hard, yeah.
Okay. I think
Emilio and Sam did get in an argument or two.
Over this game?
Over this game. So,
you know, there's four things
to your relationship needs to be rock solid.
Yeah.
Jumping in this thing. Make sure that's
oh, yeah, we're $1 million strong.
Okay, that's
but
good.
She had trouble with Ibn Ab, and that's a pretty basic platformer,
basic.
Yeah. Jumping puzzles. And
I would say it's about that difficult.
Okay. Did you guys ever play Cookies and Cream?
Is that like a sex thing, or
no.
What are we getting at?
I think it was a PlayStation 1 game,
okay.
But it was two players, but you played on one controller, so you literally held the controller next to each other, and one guy got the control pad, and one guy got the four buttons. Did you know?
What are you doing with your other hand?
Might as well just play with yourself. Yeah.
I think you can play Overcooked like that.
Really? All right, this has gone off the rails, so finish this up. Finish me, Amino.
Speaking for
Faster.
Bobby, Chi,
Faster.
Chad.
Faster.
And I'm going to go with Krusty the Clown on this one. Today's.
Welcome to another DL Gaming interview. I just put on my radio voice. Let me introduce you all to Zaya. I've known him for a long time. We used to play Smite together. He continued the obsession for a long time after I cleared my veins of the crack that is. But welcome to the show, dude.
Yeah, thank you. Thanks for having me.
Yeah. Are you still playing Smite these days?
A lot less so. Yeah. I had other friends that played. We had a mutual one, Albert. And, but once he stopped playing and a few other ones stopped, then I had to stop too.
You two together were like such a dangerous fight because you had so many hours logged in together. Like you could just fuck up so many people. It was crazy, man. Really impressive.
Yeah. No, I miss those days.
Yeah, it was really good. But for some reason, we could never get a five squad really working that well. I mean, maybe for a little bit, but really, it's really hard to organize five people together.
Yeah, that was always the problem. And now with Overwatch, you would think it's harder, but so many people playing, I guess it's easier.
No, dude, when we covered it on the podcast at Overwatch, I said it's almost like Steam came out again because it's bringing everybody together. Everyone bought that game, dude.
Yeah.
It's funny that we're not friends yet. We're going to have to exchange numbers.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, I love that game. Cool. So the reason we're having him on, other than he's an awesome dude, is Zaya went out and made his own fucking game and said, fuck all you. I'm going to make my own rules. So what was the inspiration to make your own game?
I mean, I've always wanted to make my own game, but... This one in particular, I've kind of been working on for quite a while, almost like I'd say over 2 years. But it's not something that it's not like the current build where it's at. I've been working on for 2 years. It's more like I've made other games in a different game engine that sort of had this idea, but never really went anywhere. And this time I just stuck to it.
So you took. It sounds like you took one or two or maybe three side projects and put them all together, and this is like the culmination of those, or?
Yeah, it was basically two side projects. I started one on the Unreal Engine 3. That was the latest Unreal at the time. And when Unreal 4 came out, I tried to port it over there, so I started over. But none of those went anywhere, and so I started the third time, which was like after we had already been, after we were already done playing Smite is when I basically started this one.
Yeah, that makes sense, right?
Because yeah.
One obsession traded for another.
Right, exactly.
Now, do you have any formal training in any of this, or are you self-taught? How'd that all go?
I do have some formal training. I went to Chapman University, which is here in Orange, California. Mm-hmm. I got my bachelor's in computer science, mm-hmm. But I also minored in game development. They have a game development minor there,
nice.
Which is pretty cool. It definitely introduced me to like, you know, going on the game engine and just like working on things by yourself. So,
have you been looking into jobs in the field, or would you rather just do your own thing, you think?
Well, I mean, I would love to just do my own thing and be able to eat off that, but I'm not sure if that's going to be something that's really realistic or not.
I mean, the game we're talking about here is called M.exe, which it's funny because I think that's probably what you just named the file, right?
Well, I guess. Oh man, it's like I could not for the life of me come up with a name I liked.
It pretty much works because isn't the game setting like probably within a digital realm? Right.
Yeah. I definitely wanted, like, the idea was always I wanted to make a competitive monster game.
Right.
Like monster battle game. And I thought, like, instead of like sort of making the game like pretend like it's like in the real world type of thing, and like I just said, like, okay, you're playing a game, like, but like you're playing this program, and right. The game tells you like you're in this program, right. And I think from there on it kind of helps, I think, like take it more seriously, like it's just like a game and it's a competition, and this is what it is.
Yeah, and you can get away with so much more, like.
Yeah,
if you wanted to make it rain burritos, you don't have to explain it. It's just
exactly what's going on. Yeah. Exactly.
Now, deciding to commit, I guess that basically came up because, you know, you had more free time because you weren't addicted to Smite anymore.
Yeah, but also the reason my other side projects with this team kind of stopped was because I wasn't sure how I was going to do the gameplay. I started off. The first one kind of had like the monsters fighting on their own.
Yeah.
And you would like suggest to them what strategy to use, and they would just like, but basically you could just sit back and watch them fight, and like it kind of involved very little input from the player, and right. It just didn't feel right. And then the second iteration, I tried to go a lot more like Pokemon, where it was like you waited for each other, for both players to input their actions, and then you would see it play out. But I don't know, that sort of didn't work for me either. I'm really happy with the way it ended up now.
It's just yeah, like, your combat, dude. I thought, for sure, you put in the most time in the combat, right?
Yeah,
definitely. Yeah, and I think even though the game doesn't have a whole lot going on right now,
yeah.
You can see the most important part is pretty fleshed out and pretty nice. I do like that.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, for sure. And I thought the characters were pretty cool and stuff. Now the green light process. So you got this game, it's working. Mm-hmm. What percentage would you say it's done before? Not done, but as far as like, you know, official release done.
Official release. It's really tough to give a number, but I want to say probably like just 50% or something.
Okay,
cool. Because I have some things fleshed out, but there's definitely a lot more that I need to add to really like give players enough to do. Just having a good battle system by itself isn't enough.
Right. And then the green light process.
Yeah.
So you got this 50% done game, and what's the first step? How do you approach Steam? Are they friendly? Do they respond right away? How's that all work?
You know, I never even talked to anyone from Steam. I had to set up a Greenlight account, which you have to pay $100 for. So you just have to pay Steam $100, and then you can put as many games on Greenlight as you want.
Oh, nice.
So if I make another game, I don't have to pay again. But yeah, the initial $100 fee kind of sucks, but. For what you're getting, it's pretty good.
Yeah. So that's pretty cool. Like, Steam just runs everything off of systems. It's all in place. You just check the boxes you want, and then things happen. It's pretty amazing.
Yeah, no, it's really cool. When I started checking out the other games on Steam Greenlight, I saw like there was a lot more. I was worried my game was. Like too unfinished,
right?
But then after looking through, there seems to be a lot of games that are even more unfinished.
Yeah, there's some that are basically Kickstarter projects that just have pictures and drawings of what they want to do.
Yeah,
and at least yours, you know, they can see that you are indeed a talented programmer and you know what you're doing. You know, before they vote you up or whatever.
Yeah,
Yeah. Now, how do you feel with the feedback you've been getting so far?
The feedback so far has been good. I haven't really seen any like just pure negative feedback.
Right.
What I've seen,
it is the internet, so it's going to come.
Yeah, it's going to come. I'm basically ready for it. But
especially after the DL gaming dudes get a hold of you.
Yeah, definitely. But no, it's mostly been good. There's been a lot of reviews where it's been like the game really like it's not really like complete at all yet. Like there's things missing and it's probably like not worth like the price tag, but like the potential of the game like is there, and they can sort of see that the battle system like works well, and they're waiting for more things to be added and hopeful about the game. So far feedback's been really good.
Good, excellent. Yeah, I saw one YouTuber covering it pretty in-depthly, and I think you showed me the link. I'm not sure. And and he had a lot of people watching, so I thought that was really good for your game. So you said 50%. What is the other 50% going to consist of? Are there more characters planned, maybe balancing?
Yeah, so definitely a lot more characters are coming. I'm already working on quite a few. Coming already, but like there's definitely a lot more that I want to add in terms of I mean, I already started with the last patch. I'm trying to add something with progression, something to sort of keep players like playing a bit more like they're working towards something,
right?
But I also want more things to entertain you when you're playing by yourself, because you can entertain yourself with other players.
The burritos don't even work, man.
they right now they just refill the health. But I think I already got items working in the current build.
Oh, good.
But I still have a lot more to implement on, you know, exactly how they will work and what you will do with them. But yeah, there's still a lot more planned.
And what is the one where you're like, oh man, that's going to be hard? Is it maybe like balancing? Balancing, I feel like, is going to be really tough.
Balancing might be a bit tough, but I really can't even think about that too much because there's just not enough people like really playing multiplayer right now.
Right.
For me to like really know like one way or another. Basically, I just give the AIs the moves, and like if I feel like it's not broken, then it's not broken.
Yeah,
and that's all I have to go with until now.
Are you accessible to comments and stuff? If I bought your game and I had a strong opinion, how would I let you know? Do you have something like that set up?
There's nothing really set up, but right now the community is like small enough that if you just post on the Steam community or if you email me or wherever you can post about the game, I'll see it and I'll respond to it. And honestly, like I was thinking, like if someone really tells me, like, you know, this move I think is really broken, I'd probably just join in on the game and like and try to like, yeah, and take a look and battle them and see like if there's something I can come up with to get around it or not, you know.
That's so awesome, man. So for all those of you listening, you can get in basically on the ground floor of this development and help them out with the development because the community is so small. But that's really cool, man. I think all the best games, even all the way up to Overwatch, like they listen to the community, and that's the best way to success.
Yeah, I feel it's that way too, definitely.
Cool. And for all those listening, again, it's m.exe, and we're giving away two copies on the podcast. So once you listen to this, the first two people to email me at emilio@dlgaming.net, the magic words are, don't blow bubbles. Don't blow bubbles. That'll get you a free copy of the game. I might have a couple more, actually. So now, Zay, I'm not going to interview you for you now. What's your favorite game of all time? I'm going to have to guess Smite.
Dang, of all time. I mean, Smite's definitely up there. Honestly, it's either Smite, even the original Pokemon games. I don't know which of the two I spent more time on. So I'd say probably one of those two.
That's so cool, man. Having the, you know, you play this game so much and then you come up with your own version. That's fucking awesome. And Steam doesn't really have a Pokemon game, so.
Yeah, that's
nothing I've heard of.
Yeah, nothing really like it. I mean, my game is like definitely a monster battle game, but at the same time, it doesn't really play like Pokemon. So I would say Steam is still lacking kind of like a real Pokemon like clone type of game.
Yeah.
But yeah, if you want monster battling, M.exe is definitely where you can get it on Steam.
Nice. And the most important question of all time: if you were gifted either a hoverboard or a lightsaber, which one would you take?
Oh, the lightsaber.
Now, what would be your real world application of said lightsaber? You're working on this game. You go to work, and you know you go to work. I mean, when and how would you actually use this thing?
This lightsaber?
Yeah.
Oh, I mean, I'd probably turn the lights off in my room and then just like flash it around.
Wow.
You know, if I have a light show. I'm not sure if I could really use it for anything else.
I've got
it's dangerous, man.
It's cool that you make your own game, dude, but that is the worst answer I've ever heard. Cool. Are you excited about any of the titles coming out other than your own?
Oh, you know, I was confused and excited by the new Resident Evil title.
Yeah, is that Resident Evil 1 or 0 or something like that?
It's like it's 7. I think it's 7.
Oh, okay, yeah.
But it's like very the demo that came out for it was like really different than anything like Resident Evil's ever done.
Mm.
But at the same time, I like it a lot because it feels like a lot more like a I don't know, scary like Silent Hill horror. But that's I'm not right. really sure how the game's actually going to be because it's. Because the demo really made it seem like it was about ghosts or something.
That, exactly, yeah. We got that same feeling off of that.
Right, and doors are closing like by themselves, like a lot of things like that. But I know it's still going to be like a zombie game where you kill zombies. I mean, I feel like it has to be. I don't know. Mm. So I'm confused, but I'm excited about it as well.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I don't think I've been wowed by a Resident Evil since Resident Evil 1, unfortunately, so...
Yeah.
It'd be nice to play a good one. All right. Well, thanks for joining us, dude. And so that was just M.exe. Thanks for joining the podcast.
Yeah, no problem. Thank you for having me.
No worries. And until next time, everybody, titties.